catacombs. It's a subterranean dwelling, which has been renovated. And if you've never been down there, it's very, very nice. It's very comfortable and cozy. And it's the type of place you'd want to go to just sit back, relax, and hear good music. Or basically, just a chance to get away from it all.
And wait, when I'm hearing comfortable and cozy, this isn't a small church service down here, is it?
No, you know, it's really interesting that you should say that, because when the catacombs was used prior to our being here at Lehigh, it was known as a coffee house. People used to go there and drink coffee. That's really boring.
Drink coffee?
Yeah, drink coffee.
Oh.
And that whole idea is just so boring in my mind.
You better watch it, Andy. Think of the hourglass here.
Yeah, well, that was something that I felt, too, could be changed. You know, everybody here on campus puts so much emphasis on drinking. I mean, real drinking.
Non-coffee drinking.
Yeah, no one knows how to drink like Lehigh students know how to drink. So I was really psyched to try to change the coffee house image, okay? It used to be you'd go down there, you'd get a cup of coffee, and some pretty bad guitar player would probably be up on stage playing James Taylor and Neil Young. We're going to have that at the catacombs, but we're also going to be having things like rock and roll, which is something that I really believe Lehigh lacks in a lot of senses. Fraternity parties play it, and it's very seldom that you might see some live rock and roll.
For all you people who don't know what we're talking about, this is prior New Wave, correct?
How did we bring New Wave into it?
Oh, well, rock and roll is kind of fading in the Lehigh area, so we're just going to make sure here that we know what we're talking about.
I don't think it's fading, but as far as the catacombs is concerned, we have had rock and roll bands there, and we're going to have more of it. And through that, the catacombs is going to become known more as a small nightclub.
Oh, I see.
And
I see.
I think that's a lot more exciting. Now, because we can't serve alcoholic beverages, a lot of people won't consider it a nightclub. But we feel that if people really need it, they can have it before they come.
I see. Well, when does this nightclub open?
Well, it already has.
No, I mean times open.
Oh, it's open in the evening. One of the ideas we have as far as a fundraiser is a dance marathon, and that would be to raise money for the catacombers, and that would go on all night. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I think it would. Of course, we'd have to get the entertainment, we'd have to get the dancers, and I'm all for it. Do you want to dance with me?
This is kind of short notice. I don't know, Andy. Well, okay, for the record.
I mean, I'm not even slow dancing, Michelle. This is like quick stuff. You know,
we could talk about this after the interview, Andy. I mean, really.
You could always take some stimulants. A little bit of coffee.
Always coffee for the coffee house. Anyway, tell me about this. How did the catacombs start?
Okay, as I mentioned before, it was a coffee house. They really took really bad care of the place. They would go down there maybe once a week, and they'd just kind of lounge around. And it was pretty dumpy then. It was a dive, okay? And last year, no one used it. No one cared. Nobody wanted to go there. Everybody would rather go up on the hill and get beat-faced.
Wasted?
Beat-faced, right? Can't say that word on the radio. As it turned out, this semester, after the catacombs was renovated and it turned into the graduate student lounge, I started thinking about the idea of a social alternative to Lehigh students and the idea of starting a small nightclub on campus and the idea of being able to let Lehigh students and the community have a place to showcase their music. And because I play in a band, we do all original music. I was interested kind of from a personal standpoint because I was down there before and it's got a really neat stage. It's got a very New York kind of subterranean, very intimate type atmosphere. And I really fell in love with the place. After it was renovated, I think $14,000 went into renovating it. And, you know, building was 115 years old. it really needed it. Now that it's renovated and it's the graduate student lounge, it's not really used that much. Now, I don't want to take anything away from the graduate students, because it is their lounge, and they are letting us use it through their own generosity. They have sponsored things, but it is open daily to graduate students. But let's face it, when was the last time you saw a graduate student around here?
Well, I really don't know. I don't look for them too much. But speaking of...
You can always tell what they are, tell what they look like, because...
How can you tell?
They look older.
Older, yeah. as in many, many years?
No, but they just have a lot of books, you know? And usually they look as though they've gone through 4 years of college. You can see that aging, you know, in a graduate student.
Or that look about them.
Yeah, really. If they've been at Lehigh for 4 years, you can definitely tell.
Oh, I see. I see.
Well, not all graduate students, you know, go to Lehigh for 4 years. A lot of them come here after 4 years someplace else.
I transferred in here. Just watch it about transfer students, Andy, okay?
Well, a lot of the graduate students are foreign. You know, I mean, foreign students, you know. It's true. And the graduate students have... held classes there and lectures, and they've had a potluck dinner, and they've had things of that nature, and we are doing the same thing as undergraduates. My acting 42 class, which has a lot of really neat people in it, a lot of neat actors and actresses, we work in there every Wednesday through the generosity of the graduate students, and we're able to use the stage. And it's very conducive to our working with roles, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, then it's a building that obviously could be put to use. And without talking about the building, I know we've missed your band, and I know we've missed quite a number of other things. The people who don't know where the Catacombs is located till now, can you tell us what we've missed?
Well, we've had a rock and roll concert by an original band. At the time, they were known as the Bedlamites.
The Bedlamites,
right?
I see.
It was a 91-cent WLVR dance concert. And people came, people danced, they were very responsive. But on the posters that we had to say things like, in the catacombs, basement of Packer Chapel, entrance in rear.
Just doesn't make it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were walking into the actual church and sitting down in the pews and, you know, waiting for a rock band to come
No
out.
Go, huh?
You
know,
you can pray there, but you can't hear rock and roll music.
I see.
So, but prior to that, we had a musical extravaganza. That was the first thing we had. We had Angelo Spinoza, and he's an extravaganza.
In himself, truly.
Absolutely.
Truly.
We had Tom Rowe, our illustrious program director, and his band, the Lenny Chombetta Quartet. They were phenomenal. They played very, very tight jazz. They had to come out for encores. People wouldn't, you know, just let them.
Wouldn't leave.
No.
After they got there, it's.
We had a freshman girl who sings. Her name is Michelle, and she sang in. Atlantic City. She's sung with bands before. She once opened for Frank Sinatra at Resorts International, and she sang at the Catacombs. And
from Atlantic City to the Catacombs.
Yeah, boy, what a drop.
Hey, it could happen to you. Has happened to you.
Tom Rowe played piano for her. After about 30 minutes of practice.
I'm very impressed. Tom Rowe is another member of WLVR station,
a lot of music
who has many, many talents.
That's right. He keeps the station going, by the way.
He's not here. We don't have to talk about him anymore. It's okay. He just left. Okay, now, is there any admission down here? This is nightclubbing. Are we talking tremendous bucks?
Yeah, cover charges have always been a bummer. You know, you walk into a bar, I see your ID, yeah, then you pay your money, and then you're in. Then you pay $1.50 for a drink. It's a bummer. We don't have an admission unless we feel the band or whatever is taking place is worthy of it. Okay, 91-cent dance concert was worthy of it because we need money. Okay, we're a new organization on campus.
Are you funded by any organization presently?
Well, because we are a quote.
Social alternative to drinking. We've heard that
before.
No,
just social alternative.
Oh, I see.
See, social alternative just right there it says no drinking. Dean Quay has been really, really supportive of what we're trying to do, and the things that we have, going as far as musically, are hopefully going to get more professional and professional. Hopefully, by the time the end of the semester, we can actually get professional people in. It's a small place and all, but we want to make money, and we also want to do things like are community oriented. We are planning to have the Lehigh Valley Card, which is the Committee Against Registration and the Draft.
Oh, I see.
And they want to come down and they want to do kind of like a little seminar. Let Lehigh guys and girls know what will and what could happen if our country does go to war. And conscientious objection, which is something very misunderstood. People think, oh, he's a conscientious objector. He didn't register, and he's going to get thrown in jail. Well, conscientious objection is just, hey, you're telling the country you don't like to kill things. But I can understand that. I mean, who wants to go out and kill things? So we would like to have debates and lectures. We also use videotapes, something that a lot of Lehigh students aren't really into communications. Lehigh is not a communications school.
No,
but through the catacombs, people, and through the Media Center and Elias Summer, we can learn about videotaping. In fact, the show we had with the Bedlamites was videotaped, and it was a lot of fun. It was something that I've always wanted to do, and now that we've done it, I'm looking forward to doing it again. Talk shows, for instance. Say we have
Phil Donahue. You
know? Yeah, right, yeah. Phil Donahue. That type format where we have someone, even from your staff, Michelle. Who knows?
Possibly. I hope they're listening.
If they would like to do an interview with someone, why not do it in the catacombs? Have an actual live audience.
Why not? And if I could add, this just isn't my staff or WLVR. If anyone else is interested in working with videotapes, working with communications, they can get in touch with Andy anytime.
Right. I mean, Lehigh doesn't offer it. I mean, the time and effort we put into WLVR is for our personal satisfaction. I mean, we don't get anything out of this except for one credit A. Wow.
A, don't mention that. But seriously, no, something about the catacombs that is a bit different than maybe SAC or some of the other organizations. The concerts that are scheduled and advertised to show up do indeed show up. And never is anything canceled at the last minute. If you see a poster for it, you can be 99% sure that they're going to be there. The hardest part is finding the front door.
Right. Yeah. We have, we have to go through a lot of things before we can actually book a show. Like, it would be a real bummer if we booked a show and people showed up waiting to hear rock and roll, and the chaplain came down from up top and said he was going to do a mass. I don't think the organist, I don't think the people in the church would appreciate loud rock and roll music during a mass. And so, yeah, I have to check things first with the graduate students, make sure it's okay with them. Then I have to check it with the chaplain, and then posters, make sure posters suitable for everyone's needs. And from there, we just hope that people would give us a chance to just say, hey, look, here's a social alternative. One of the bad things about the Bedlamites playing was it was the same night as, unfortunately, as Pledge Night.
Well, that is a bit of a strain on things, yes, but lots of girls there, though, so.
Yeah, we had a lot of people dancing and having a real good time, and the comments were, hey, I never knew this place existed.
Well, it does exist. That's what's important, and there are shows planned for the rest of the semester, many. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Andy, which are the many?
Well, which is the closest?
Well, how about the closest, then?
This Sunday night.
This Sunday.
This Sunday night.
As in this upcoming.
This upcoming Sunday night, February 28th, The Catacombs proudly presents the Shrooms, and the Shrooms play original and popular rock and roll music, and they're quite good. They're five guys. They don't all fit on the stage, but doesn't matter, because we're going to put two of the guys downstage, put the drummer and two guitarists up on the stage, and they're going to be a lot of fun. They're all Lehigh guys. It's tough to get a band together when you're at Lehigh. Let's face it, people's interests aren't in music. Talk about dynamics and fee and IEEE.
Please,
and
please, Andy, we've just eaten here. This is an after-dinner show.
Right. But as it looks right now, we're going to have a full house. It's going to start at 8:30. We've got a special guest band, and they'll be opening up for the Shrooms. And it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. And remember, do your partying before you come.
Or after.
Or after. Or during, if you want to take a little stroll out and
outside,
light up or drink up or whatever the heck you want to do. But yeah, one of the things we really got to be sure of is that it keeps a socially alternative type place, because we don't want to mess up now, Michelle.
Well, it sounds like quite a hallucinogenic time, Andy. But for the record,
I'll tell you, the Shrooms, they are like
have quite a reputation, I'm sure. But just for the record, can you tell us one more time where the Catacombs is located?
Okay. You're walking down to Christmas Sock and all you math majors, okay? You walk by the church on your left and you see a door. Actually, two doors. Up above the doors it says Catacombs. And there it is. And basically, all you really got to do is just figure out, okay, if you think of the chapel as a football field, and the front door to the chapel is one end of the football field, the doors to the catacombs all the way at the other end.
Oh, well, that's easy enough, isn't
exact
it?
Exact opposite, right.
All right, now, as we're plugging social alternatives, I just want to put in one more plug, and that's for the Fantastics, which is appearing at the Wilbur Drama Center, all Lehigh students, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday and Tuesday also. Thursday's opening night. I believe Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are sold out, but you can get tickets for the other days, tickets that are $1 for Lehigh students. Be sure to see it, because my roommate Grace Poole, who right now is very embarrassed, is starring in it, and it's obviously going to be good.
She's also in my acting class, Michelle. And
Acting 42?
We do some rehearsing in the catacombs. Let me tell you, she's a spunky girl. She's great.
Well, I really have to leave now to go pick my roommate up off the floor, but I really hope to see everyone at the catacombs.
Sunday
Thank
night.
You very much, Andy, and we'll see you there. Good night.